أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We still studying in the Islamic laws for His Eminency Sayyid Ali al-Hussein al-Sistani, and we reached to issue number 501. If still with hayd issues, and if muttariba sees blood, as we explain number 500, muttariba, disordered. Okay, good. I signed on 501. Okay, muttariba, disordered, is a woman who may have seen blood for some months but did not form a fixed habit. She hasn't what? A fixed habit. Neither from time, neither from duration or time, neither of time nor of duration. If such a woman sees blood for more than 10 days, and if the nature of blood remains same, the same attributes of the blood, either resembling hayd or istihadah, but the whole 10 days or more than 10 days, they are what? They are the same attributes. Okay, then she will be classified among those women who, despite fixed habit of time, see blood in unusual period and is also unable to distinguish the signs of one from the other. Okay, we will put her in this side. As a measure of precaution, she will refer to the prevailing habits among her relatives and adopt it to look after her relatives and to see their usual and adopt their usual. And if it is not possible, for example, she doesn't have any relatives or it is difficult to contact her relatives, okay, she will fix any reasonable number. She will fix any reasonable number, neither less than 3 days nor more than 10 days, as explained in rules numbers 495 and 497, either to choose from 6 to 7 days, and as a precaution to choose 7 days. Okay, issue number 501. If muttariba sees blood for more than 10 days, muttariba, she sees blood for more than 10 days, and if for some days the blood has the signs of hayd, and during other days, you see, and if for some days the blood has the signs of hayd, and during other days has the signs of istihadah, it means some of the days has the signs of the attributes of hayd, the blood has the attributes of hayd, the other days has what? The blood has the attributes of the istihadah. And if the blood which has signs of hayd is not less than 3 days, and the blood which has the signs of hayd, the attributes of hayd, it will be red and goes forcefully, okay, these attributes with some sore, okay, these attributes, and it is more than it is not less than 3 days, nor more than 10 days. Okay, then all of it is حيث. All of it حيث, with the attributes of حيث, the blood will be with attributes of حيث, and it is not less than 3 days and not more than 10 days, that blood will be what will be حيث. The rest will be استحاضة. The rest will be استحاضة. Even those days will be 3 or 4 days or 5 days, 6 days, until 10 days. Even it is less than 10 days, doesn't matter. That will be حيض, and the rest will be what? Will be استحاضة. The rest will be استحاضة. And if the blood bearing the signs of حيض, now if the blood now bearing what? The signs of استحاضة. Bearing the signs of حيض is for less than 3 days or more than 10 days, she will follow the rule explained in the foregoing clause for the sake of determining the number of days in حيض. Okay, she will go over the issues that we mentioned before. And if after having determined her حيض period, she again sees blood before completing 10 days of being packed, again with the signs of حيض, she will treat this new emission as استحاضة. Again, she again sees blood before completing 10 days of being packed, again with the signs of حيض, she will treat this new emission as استحاضة. Because as we said, we need between each period, it will be at least 10 days of being packed. If the this period being packed, it is lesser than 10 days, so the other blood will be استحاضة. But if the period of being packed, it is 10 days or more, the other blood will deal with it as what? As حيض, if it has the signs of حيض, if it bears the signs of حيض. Okay, now we reach to مبتدئة, that issue number 502. Who is the مبتدئة? مبتدئة is a woman who sees blood for the first time. مبتدئة is a woman who sees blood for the first time. If she sees it for more than 10 days and all the blood has common signs, you see, she sees the blood more than 10 days and all the blood has what? Has common signs, then she should refer to the prevailing habit upon her relatives. Okay? And consider her corresponding duration as what? As حيض. And the rest is what? Is استحاضة. Is استحاضة. Again, مبتدئة is a woman who sees blood for the first time. If she sees it for the first time for more than 10 days and all the blood has common signs, then common signs of حيض definitely, then she should refer to the... Now, what shall she do? Is she's going to make it all of it حيض? As we said, that the maximum days of حيض is what? 10 days, no more, no more. And she now sees the first time the blood, it is more than 10 days, okay? And all of that blood bears the attitude, the attribute of what? The attributes of the حيض. She should refer to the prevailing habit among her relatives and consider her corresponding duration as حيض and the rest as استحاضة, according to her mother, to her cousin, okay, maybe her aunt, keeping in view two provisions in rule number 495. these two conditions that the other lady, or that she, the other lady, yes, she's going to take or to adopt her at her haid, that this lady is to have haid like her age of ladies, of women, okay, and she is not more than 50 years. And if even that seems impossible, here is another solution. Then she will be free to fix a certain duration as explained in rule number 497. These are important issues for women, and each woman should take this in order to see what is her situation and to work to act according to it. Issue number 503. Yes, if a mubtadi'a sees blood, if a mubtadi'a sees blood for more than 10 days, if this mubtadi'a, I see that Mr. Adil hasn't come in, and also Khadim Tizahra, she's left maybe because of the net. I'm sure she's because of the land of the net. I hope that she will come back sooner. Okay. Yes, Mr. Ali. Now, and if even that seems impossible, then she will be free to fix a certain duration as explained in rule number 497. Issue number 503. If a mubtadi'a sees blood for more than 10 days, this mubtadi'a, she sees blood, and this blood is for more than what? Is for more than 3 days. Okay? More than 10 days, sorry. More than 10 days. Okay? Some bearing, yes, exactly. This is, as you said, her first time. If a mubtadi'a sees blood for more than 10 days, some bearing the signs of haid and other that is that of istihada, and if the blood with the signs of haid is seen for not less than 3 and not more than 10 days, then all that blood is haid according to the our rules. If it is not less than 3 days and it is not more than 10 days, then all of it will be what? All of it will be haid. But if she sees the blood again before the expiry of 10 days, yes, but if she sees the blood again before the expiry of 10 days and even that blood resembles haid, for example, if dark blood is seen for 5 days and the yellowish blood is seen for 9, yes, for 9 days, and dark blood is seen again for 5 days, then she should treat the first blood as haid and the rest as istihada, as explained in the case of muttaribe. Issue number 504. If a mubtadi'a sees blood for more than 10 days, this mubtadi'a sees blood for more than 10 days, some of which bearing signs of haid and other have signs of istihada. Okay, so, and if the blood with the signs of haid is seen for less than 3 days, here we have a problem. This, the blood with the signs of haid, it is what? It is less than 10, less than 3 days. She will treat it as haid. She will treat it as haid. Ah, look, What it says, say, if the blood with the signs of hayd is seen for less than 3 days, less than 3 days, okay, she will treat it as hayd, and for determining the duration of it, she will follow as stated in rule number 501. Yes, exactly. For that, I repeat it and I concentrate on the word, because this is the first time that Sayyid explained that the blood which is lesser than 3 days, it will be hayd. But don't forget that she is mubtadi'a and she sees different kind of blood. Where the yes, this, as I said, this is the only case where the period is less than 3 days. Yes, okay. She will treat it as a hayd, and for determining the duration of it, she will follow as stated in rule number 501. Now we came to a new topic of hayd, or new kind of hayd, that is nasiya. Who is nasiya? Who missed her habit of time? She missed or she forget her habit of time. Issue number 505. Nasiya is a woman who has forgotten her habit of time and duration. She forgot about her habit and duration, okay, and such women are of various types. Such woman nasiya, she is what, of various types. Exactly. Okay. But it is in Arabic, nasiya. It is not missed. He explained it by missed. Do you agree with me? Yes, two different words. Because you see that, okay, it is means, missed, yes. Yes, exactly. As you said, it is misleading. Yes, let's see what he translated. Let's see what he translated. So, nasiya is a woman who has forgotten her habit. You see? Explained here. Forgotten. As we said that. Forgotten her habit of time and duration. And such women are, what? Are of various types. One of them is a woman who had a fixed habit of duration. One woman is has what? A fixed of duration. Who had a fixed habit of duration and has now forgotten it. You see, forgotten, exactly. Nasiya, forgotten, not missed. Okay, if she sees blood for 3 or more days, if she sees blood for 3 or more days, not exceeding 10, she will treat all of it as hayr. She will treat all of it as what? As hayr. But if she sees blood for more than 10 days, then she is classified as muttaribe. Then she classified as muttaribe. And she will follow rule number 500. She will follow rule number 500. And 501. With one difference. With one difference. While determining her duration, she must know that the duration she is fixing is not less than her usual habit. For example, she knows that her usual habit is what? Is 6 days. And when she has chosen one of her relatives, she must what? Make it 6 days, not 5 days. Nor can she fix a longer duration than her usual habit.
Similar is the case of a woman who had a fixed duration, but it slightly varied each month. She had what? A fixed duration, but has slightly varied in each month. Okay, for example, she saw blood for 6 days and at times for 7 days in a month. Such a woman, if she is unable to decide. Okay, let me. For example, she saw blood for 6 days and at time for 7 days in a month. Such a woman, if she is unable to decide on the basis of signs of the blood, or the habit of her relatives, okay, etc., then she should fix her duration within the limits of 6 and 7 days. If she cannot go back to her relatives, or she cannot make sign according to what? Yes, to her relatives, she has to make this sign, either 6 days, make her duration 6 days or 7 days. 6 days or 7 days. Okay, now we reach to this issue, various rules related to the hayd, menstruation. Issue number 506. If a mubtadi'a, a mudtariba, a nasiya, and a woman with the fixed habit of duration. Now, all these four kinds, mubtadi'a, mudtariba, nasiya, or a woman with a fixed habit of duration. All the four kinds or types of hayd. See blood with the signs of hayd. All of them, they saw blood with the signs of hayd. Or are certain that the discharge would last for 3 days. They are certain that the bleeding will continue at least for 3 days. They must abandon the obligatory prayers. They should quit their prayers. They should not to pray if they know that this discharge will be what? Will be at least 3 days. But if they later understand that it was not hayd, later on they discovered that it wasn't what? It wasn't hayd. What they should, they have to give the qada of the prayers they did not perform. They have to give qada. They have to do qada. Okay. Issue number 507. If a woman has a fixed habit of hayd, this woman has what? Has a fixed habit of hayd, either of time or of duration, either of time or of duration, or of both, or of both time and duration. Okay, and if she sees blood for 2 consecutive months contrary to her usual habit, in which she finds that the time, the duration, or both coincide, then she has formed a new habit. She has formed a new habit. For example, if previously she saw blood from 1st to 7th, if the last month she saw blood from the 1st to the 7th day of the month, of a month, but during these 2 months she saw it from the 10th to 17th. Okay, now if previously she saw blood from 1st to 7th of a month, but during these 2 months she saw it from the 10th to 7th, then the period from 10th to the 7th of the month will be her new habit. Her new habit. You see? Why? Let's ask why. Look, previously she saw blood from the 1st to the 7th, now 7 days of a month. But during these 2 months, she saw it from the 10th to 17th. Then, the next 2 months, she saw what? She saw blood from 10th to what? To 17th. Yes, recalibrate, exactly, Mr. Ali. But during these 2 months, she saw it from 10th to 17th. Then, the period from 10th to the 17th of the month will be her new habit, that she has what? Another duration, and a new duration, a new period. She has to work on it. And she has to leave the first one from the 1st to the 7th. She has to forget it because she has a new time and duration. Okay. Issue number 508. 1 month. Yes, this is the last issue for today. 1 month means the expiry of 30 days from the date of commencement of Hayd, and not the period from the first to the last date of a month. Again, 1 month means the expiry of 30 days from the date of commencement of Hayd, and not the period from the first to the last date of a month. You see that? So this is different from some people or some women, they counted from the... Yes, good, Mr. That's good. Yes, I think that's all what do we have for Islamic laws. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.